rotate people around because we have a lot of guests here and guest speakers that would love to get their take on their experiences here at ESETI, and they can talk a little bit about what they talked about. I know your talks are coming up soon, don't people believe you can't affect physical things with these songs and prayers, but they do work. So I'll let you comment on that or whatever else you want to talk about.
Well, thanks, James. First of all, thank you for holding this beautiful space, being such an amazing caretaker of this land, this property, seeing the greater vision of opening this space up for all of these beautiful souls and beings to come here, star relatives, earth relatives, and all of our fellow humans. And you have an amazing staff of volunteers. Everybody's just in a beautiful heart energy, and it's just infectious, and everybody can feel that. So it's a treat to be here. So thanks. Of you all here has been a big part of my experience and a treat for me, because we see so many reflections in each other and hear different stories. It's not something that we chose or sought out. They just kind of showed up as we started our spiritual walk. It's a way of honoring those traditions and honoring those modalities. And just to give testimony to the power of those songs and the power of singing. We went out and we sang in the field, and gosh, how those light beings respond, so powerful. And everybody's been coming up and thanking us for sharing these songs. So the humans are responding like those light beings, and so we're all affected by because we all have spinning cells and star systems within us, our organs. Those are beautiful teachings. Find your voice, find your song, and then share it, because we're not here to do this alone. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Jen, and it's really been such a treat to come back. So thank you so much for opening that door for us again. I want to say that just arriving here was such, brought me so much just with the what's going on. Land and connecting with everything here in a breath of fresh air. And part of what I love the most is just getting that time to be, you know, having intimate conversations with people throughout the event. And these people that are here this year have just been mind-blowing. My mind has been blown by many. Connecting lots of dots and activated and super inspired, and I'm excited, and I know it's
for a good reason. But anyway, Clifford, how you doing? Are you enjoying your stay here?
I really enjoy coming to we went through in history, and so it's time now to share that information, and I'm glad that people like James here and others I've worked with, just about everybody, work with the guys that have gone to the other side now, the people that were here, and some of the old guys got set me down and say, you have to pass this information on, because if that once it's gone, it's going to be gone. And I'm talking about the guys that way back in the 80s and the 90s, actually in the harmonic convergence, effort that started many years ago. And some of the old-timer guys like I had people like Colonel Wendell Stevens had a lot of influence on me, his partner Bob Dean. And I just sort of walked into the scene out of curiosity. Even the guy that I have worked with, the guy named David Wilcock. And my curiosity got the best of me when he said he was a reincarnation of Edgar Casey. So since I was a kid, I read a lot about it. So it was no accident that I looked into these type of things. And when I finally got to this arena, I did not realize that there was a lot of interest in it, especially within the last 10 years. So I'm glad to see that we are now at that stage to where we have to go back and look at some of the things that had been hidden for so long. I was at the UFO Congress, the Mega UFO Conference a month ago, and that's right before they opened the supposedly the UFO disclosure. And everybody's telling everybody else to go talk to Marco Rubio because he was the head of that Senate. And I kept telling everybody, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And sure enough, it didn't happen. So it's up to all of us to be that effort that we disclose what has been held back, not only 100 years, but even farther back. We all go back. The American Indian people have known for thousands of years that there's always been contact. All the Aboriginal tribes of the planet have known about, because Indian reservations are a lot like this place here. There's activity every night, but because we accept it, because that's part of our spirituality, and I will cover that tomorrow. And in my presentation, and I do not go along with a lot of the theories because of we still have that in our oral history of how it happened. So this has been held back by the Indian tribes for, and they're now my brothers and sisters are coming because our grandfathers are passing on this information. So it's quite an effort that we are going through right now to get these messages across. And there's several of us out there. Some of them have preceded me with this effort. And right now, with the group over here, you will be the one that will help us explain a lot of things to the rest of our people throughout the whole planet, not only here, but throughout the planet. So I am very happy that I have seen. Sure, yes, I come over here. I may not be in the conference here, but I'm checking people out to see what, I'm feeling the pulse of what they're thinking, because that's where I get my information directly. So it makes my job a little easier for the next one to come on and say that, and to make an effort to continue this information networking, and that's what I volunteer to do. I have been ostracized. It doesn't make any difference, because this information is more important than what they think about me or what they want to do with me. It doesn't matter to me, because I have a mission. And I believe this is the reason that I was taught other things to better explain to the world about what is happening. We have the records. We have the chants, the prayers. We have all the different things, whether they're petroglyphs, whether they're mountains and all that. But it takes a lot of effort to interpret these things. So it was no accident of I call it the tempering I went through. And I'm eager that the spirit people have, and they're always constantly in convert or what, where you're from, because to our spiritual ancestors, we don't have those type of markings or categories. So this is why we're all in the same way. I depend on a lot of other people to do the interpretations, and this is what's real good about it. So it is your duty to go within yourself and continue the paths that you have chosen several years ago, and you're supposed to look at that. There's a lot of subjects that they kept away from. So one of the biggest ones that in this part of the, well, it's all over the world now, is the history of the Bigfoot. He's also our medicine person in our curing ceremonies, so he's also the medicine for that. And all Indian tribes has song for each one of those groups. And so, and this is what, if you look, I got a network, I mean a website now, back for years and years. This disclosure effort will be done by all of you here, not by some government agency, not from any group. It will happen. So don't, and they're not going to win. That's the important thing. They're not going to win.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. It's such an honor to have Clifford here and all the work he's been doing. And we've had like Russ come up here and Robert Dean came and he says, you know, if you get me a glass of whiskey and a cigar, I'll tell you everything. And so we got him a glass of whiskey and a cigar, and we sat on the campfire, and he told us everything, you know. So, but I remember Robert Dean said something to me. I'll never forget. He came up to me. He says, James, he said, no matter what, he said, eats its own, you know. So, and I've always took that to heart, and so I've always tried to keep things on a really high level of integrity and work with that. And, you know, he's a great mentor, you know, in some of the things that he went through. So, again, like the trailblazers have opened the path up and stuff, as Clifford said, it's up to us to carry the torch and continue. No, I'm just kidding. We won't mention a certain doctor, but you might want to avoid that guy. On that note, I'm going to turn it over to Alex. And Alex is, he's bridging the gap of crisis right now, and it's almost a psychological crisis, whatever you want to call it. And we really need some tools to get through these times. And so it's a great asset to blend the two, the psychology and the spiritual.
Going to happen. The first is that I'm going to experience something new every time. And the second thing is I'm going to feel really good. And I don't know about you guys, but every morning I wake up and I just want to be like, the hills are alive. And it's like, you know, I like put my arms out and there's like birds landing on, you know, like Snow White and everything. My girlfriend's like, you're not a morning person. And I'm like, I am here. So
it's more like the Muppet Show here with the animal going, ah! You know?
There were like six different craft just kind of all intervening in one cluster together. So that was cool. So, but yeah, I'm excited to be here, excited to give my talk. I've had a lot of questions about when I'm going to be speaking, so I thought this is an opportunity for me to share. So it's going to be tomorrow at 5:30, and it wasn't on the original schedule. And yeah, kind of bridging gap between spirituality and psychology, reading the books and kind of walking away with such respect for the authors from how they would write in beautiful prose. But at the end, I'm like, now what do I do? You know, has anybody felt that way, right? When you read a book, like, give me some tools. Like, what am I going to do here? And we know everything is energy, right? Everything comes down to energy. And we can have more control over the energy within us and around, intentional about that. And how that translates is through vibration, right? Because everything is vibrating in this universe. And so when we can learn to harness through intentionality that vibration, then everything is at our fingertips and we become limitless. And so the beauty is that through the understanding of our inner psychology, that then we learn how to harness vibration in this intentional way to be the masters that we were meant to be. So I'm really excited to share with you all tomorrow kind of some of the material that I have and lead us through a special meditation. And it's just nice to be here with all of you, intermingling with such positive energy. So.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. So we're going to do a round table, and we have all these wonderful speakers sitting here in the front row. And so we're going to do a little musical chair session. And Clifford, you can step here if you want, unless you want to go down. It's up to you. Nice hanging out. Yeah, definitely.
Are you going
actually, I'll give you the mic and I can go down. How's that? Just let you go. take over.
I'm going to start telling my jokes.
All right. I'm up for that. Hey, so we can bring Tyler and Kate. Do you want to come up and join us? Maybe Abby, if you want to come up, and Alara. Are you going to?
Alara.
Oh, we need one more chair. Oh, sorry, but I thought there was an extra chair. Yeah. Oh, we're bringing a chair. Look at this magic chair.
I think you have to kick my hoodie off.
Nah, you can stay up here. It's nice having that nice energy here. Anyway, we've got Tyler here, and when I went to introduce Tyler, he was afraid I was going to say something really bizarre or weird about him, and I couldn't think of anything. But I usually do. I usually can come up with something. It's only when we're working together I come up with all the one-liners. But I couldn't think of anything other than all the. He's been an excellent helper and asset here in helping the ranch, and his Journey to Truth podcast has helped so many people. And so I'm going to turn it over to Tyler, and you can talk about some of your experiences here or anything else.
Where I have the opportunity to speak this year and share some information that I've been wanting to get out. And the Skywatch was amazing the other night. We saw, I don't even know, at one point I lost count. It looked like bugs scattering in the sky. It was incredible. I had chills. We were just looking up. The whole place was like cheering like they were at a sports game or something. But today, we were sitting on the deck, and I was just looking at the mountain. I'm like, holy shit, there's a ship right there. And sure enough, Kate got a picture of it. It just looks like a little black dot on the screen, but it was just going back and forth. And something, if you're looking for it, and sometimes you're not, and it shows up, and maybe it's just for you. But this place is amazing, and thanks for the opportunity to be here.
So Barry was with you, huh?
Yeah.
He's our stuntman. Barry's officially, he said he's stuntman.
Barry's very great at rambling, and the best thing is that we really feel like when we're out there at night and we're laughing and we're singing and we're having the most fun, that's when they all come in and do that. And so we were like hooting and laughing and just like it was so exciting. I think that was my most exciting moment on the property so far. There was also another power up that was like bright purple. It was so bright it would catch your eye no matter if you were looking at the sky or not. So that's not happening above my head. I would see it, you know, when I'm not on this property. So this year, moment together, sometimes you don't realize that, you know, you look back on something days, but you always know when you're at Eseti, you're to like stop and take it in because you know it's going to be something special.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Kate did it. She's got a wonderful presentation, and we've got a few others coming up. Abby, you haven't done yours yet, have you?
No, I'm doing mine tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I usually like to, my last conference, I was the first speaker, so I was the first one out the gate and done. And when I saw I was on the last day, I immediately knew, all right, there's something I'm supposed to learn to that. And that's one thing about being on this ranch that I have. It's the overwhelming calmness that is here. And I'm not nervous at all, which, why would I be nervous? I'm with family. We're all family, and we're all here to support one another, so why would I ever be nervous? And I'm excited. You know, my presentation is, I'm just going to let them come down and speak and bring all of their messages forward. You know, it's not about, you don't want to hear from me, you want to hear from them. But the first night that I was here, you know, I do...
Well, you got some really good footage recently. You showed that to me. I go, holy smokes, man.
I did.
Yeah, daytime, beautiful ships cruising through and engaging with you. You could tell the...
Absolutely.
And your children, too, were having a good time with them. So
absolutely.
That was amazing.
It was in my neighborhood. I had just left my house, yeah. And there's three of them just right up in the sky. So I'm going to be showing that tomorrow. So the first night that I was doing a Skywatch here, I kind of went off a little to myself, and I was just connecting with the sky and really, really opening up and opening from the heart and going upwards. And in here, the sky is so vast and it's so dark and the energy is so great that the sky actually, you can start to begin to feel the dimensional layers start to open up within it. And you begin to see this almost this nebula of energy just activate. You see all so much more than, you know, the power-ups. Of course, the one night of the huge power-ups, working on my presentation and I wasn't out there for it. But I do, I want to say, you know, so many of us are getting censored or, you know, and getting kicked off of things. And, you know, the Pentagon came out with their most recent with the UFOs. And the only thing I can say is disclosure is within us, and they can never silence this. They can never silence our heart and what we know. They can never silence our third eye and our wisdom. They can never silence it. And this is the true disclosure.
Great. Yeah, we've got Laura.
Wow, Abby. That was amazing.
Tough act to follow there, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, you did an amazing presentation, too. That was a mind blower, how you tied all the science and everything else together with the awakening. But definitely, and that sound you're playing with the, what's that called again? I can't remember that.
The sonoluminescence? Or
Yeah. The, that was amazing. That tune, I was sitting there going,
Cymatics.
You know, yeah, Cymatics.
Yeah, Cymatics. That guy's an incredible sound engineer.
Yeah.
Nigel Stanford.
Yeah, that was amazing. It had a great, not only was it really amazingly inspiring to see that and how sound creates and everything creates light and everything else, but it had a catchy tune to it. I was hearing, I was going, oh, that's, that has a beat to it. It's like, it's funny. I always like to get that and just play it because I'll recreate the memory in my head of all the other things I saw at the same time. But yeah, amazing presentation. So how's your experience here at the ranch? And tell us about some of the things that you've seen out in the field.
Well, first of all, thank you, James, for inviting me here. It's been a pleasure and an honor to speak here and be with everybody. This has been wonderful. And I'm so like in a, I'm like a, you know, sedated like a Hindu cow at this point, you know? Like, you know, all the energies and everything. But no, like Kate was saying the other night when we were out there, you know, it was like a whole fleet that came over. And just that feeling, like I caught myself doing it, like jumping up and down like a little kid. Thank you, I love it. Like getting all excited. And I love when that happens because it doesn't happen very often. And I think a lot of people lost it out on the field and they were like hopping up. It was great. It was like a sports game, Tyler. Yeah, it was awesome, you know? So it's going to be interesting to go home after all this experience and be like, well, where's the ships? You know, but this has been a lot of fun, and that's probably the most memorable thing. But I know a gal here, Jennifer. She was telling me about she hugged a Bigfoot, I guess.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, nice. They found footprints out on the property, and she had set the intention, I guess. She could probably tell you better than I could about the experience, but she set the intention, I guess, and it was kind of phased out. And said, oh, you're here, and like hugged it, and then it left, you know what I mean? But so that's incredible, right?
Yeah.
Like, I had set the tension for a Bigfoot experience too, but mine wasn't quite so pleasant, you know what I mean? I got teased, of course, because in true my style, they're gonna tease me, but that's what they scared me, and I jumped and I ran into somebody on the thing, and they were like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing, it's never mind, you know what I mean? Like, what do you say, you know? So
that is the way contact happens. Like when people say, I'm ready, you know, I'm ready, but it has to come a little at a time because they don't want a fair response or they don't want any of that. And so it happens over time. And we had one woman here, we just finished a sweat lodge, and I told her, I said, hey, when you come out of the lodge, everybody's in a really good space. We're all unified, you know? And I said, the ships love that. And they come and buzz us, you know? She goes, I want to ride. I'm ready. I'm getting on that ship, you know. I'm going to get ready. And so I said, okay. And this beautiful pink-orange ship comes in, light ship, starts coming in lower. I'm not ready. It's really funny. So you think you're ready, you know, but they definitely, you know, a little at a time, they'll get you prepared, you know, for it to happen. But it's funny when you hear that. The people that are demanding that they land, you know, and they open the door and give me something that when it does happen,
you know, I've thought about like what it would actually feel like, the physical, you know, and I'm like, I've even told him, I've tried to make deals. I'm like, just don't come through the door, like knock on it, or don't do it at night. Like I've tried to make deals with him. I think I could take it better if you did that. Like just being able to be, because so many of us at home can't live like that, but like just being in my heart center and just speaking freely and openly with people and having those exchanges is just amazing. And with our star family and other human beings, and it's just, it feels so good. It's amazing.
It's funny, like a lot of the kids that come here and they have these amazing experiences, and I said, so you're going to tell your friend, I'm going to try. You know? And I said, I go, they probably won't believe me. And I go, it's all right. It's yours. You saw it. It's your experience. They can't take that from you. You know, but it's really funny. They go, I really want to share, but I'm not sure. And I just share. Just don't care what they say, you know.
Right.
But anyway, I guess we'll do the round table again. And I got to get Cameron up here. Cameron, get him on stage. And Trish, and you guys want to come up? Come on. So Cameron's our resident alligator trainer and shark photographer. And we're going to go ahead and give him the mic. And he's an amazing guy here. I mean, the stuff he's gone through, it's like, I told him, I said, you know, be honest with you, you know, the stuff that you've overcome and everything, I'd off myself probably, you know. I don't know if I'd make it, because having died already, I'd probably just say, oh, I think I'll check out and get a new one. I'll get a new body. But anyway.
It's a good thing we have reincarnation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You might want to talk to Laura about offing yourself. Huh?
But anyway, I mean, you've been amazing. He's been my co-host here. He's introduced a lot of people, and he's got the background. He's like our resident, what you call it, you know, he gets everybody working. Hey, everybody having fun, everybody's, yeah, and I'm really, resident MC, and I'm like, oh, our next guest is, she got some great stuff, you know, and it's kind of totally, we're totally a little different, but it's great having that. So, Cameron, have you had a good time? And
yes, James.
You to talk about your experience, because he did a meditation, and he said, come on, we're going to gather the people together. He took the initiative, got everybody together, and started a circle, and he did a beautiful prayer to open, and then we had drumming out there and songs and everything else, and I'll let you take it from there, what happened after that.
Yeah, you know, first I just want to say, I met you, James. I heard all about you. Been in, you know, Contact, Desert, and Dimension Disclosure before the huge panic that went down in 2019 or 2020. And everywhere else was shut down. Everyone was in fear. And I was like, all right. I set the seed with my buddy. I'm like, we're going to the ranch. Let's just look at the schedule. And sure enough, everybody else is freaking out. We're like, we saw, and we were here, and the one thing about James that I love is that, you know, yeah, we see a lot of the community, they're talking about ETs and multidimensional beings and all this great stuff and making contact and communicating, but they totally leave out the spiritual element. And that is like, when you combine the two of those together, it is really, you know, it's taking your power back, you know? And it is, hey, we all are our own masters. We all are our own, right? Saviors, and that's what James has helped me with, doing the inner work and looking inside. So with that, being out here, just it's been an awesome conference. Great people, the energy. Hey, it's all about the high energy, right? You got to bring it. And we were jumping off the bridge in the river across the road, and we're like, all right, let's go, send it.
Yeah,
and that's what we do out in the field, you know?
Yeah, this guy's out surfing and jumping off of the pretty high bridge
jumping,
and doing flips and all this other stuff. And I go, geez, man. I said, I don't even do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like amazing.
Yeah,
you know?
we're having fun while we're here, you know? And so just building off of that energy, and really this place is sacred. Gilliland Estate, you know, East SETI. There's something about it where you come out here, you make the trip. So I'm proud of everyone for making the trip, because you showed up, and you showed up for yourself. And you get the opportunity. You're going to look back on this, and you're going to remember like, wow, I actually witnessed that. I was observing some incredible things, like the connections with people, you know, with self, and also reaching out, you know, connecting. And so we did a great drumming ceremony with Brian and Jen, and a couple others joined in. And then we did an awesome ohm, you know, we did several ohms, and we were locking hands, and you could just feel the energy pulsing, you know, through. And
the orbs that came in, just orbs flying everywhere. They came from everywhere. They were coming from the mountain and everywhere, and we filmed it, and they're coming to join the circle. And all these light spheres were everywhere. And we shot a short little clip of it, but we have a longer clip that we're going to put up on the site. But it was amazing. And then the power up, two of them happened when you were doing your group.
I
got them on film too. We showed it.
I can't wait to review that. That's, you know, it's like we were just all in such unity and Christ consciousness and in unity consciousness. I feel that
sky up in it. Actually washed out the camera almost. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, just the last few nights I've been here, whether it's an intimate group with, you know, some of the volunteers or the whole group, we've been seeing a lot of activity every night.
Yeah.
And if you just hang out there and you just open up your heart, you know, and really you will observe some power-ups, you know, fleets. You're going to see a lot of blinkers. I see a lot of blinkers.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just so grateful. You know, take away something real positive every time I come up here. And you know, you all are. I just thought of this actually. You know, light brothers, light sisters. We are the lighthood. The lighthood. We're the family of the lighthood. So. Yeah. So thank you for the great experience here at East SETI. Love you all.
All right. So I'll turn it over to Ken Roller here. Hey. Ken Roller is our resident guru when it comes to health and higher consciousness and devices. And I love some of those devices. We have them here. Talk about, I mean, you'll be talking about that soon and sharing some of that information and energy. And he's like the go-to guy, you know, if you really want to find out what's going on and how to prevent it. You know, he's got some amazing. And yeah, Fresh and Alive, that's your site.
Yeah,
you know,
freshandalive.com.
A lot of the formulas and things and mm-hmm. devices on that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time I come here, it's funny. For me, this is like coming back home to family after being gone for 20 years, you know. And every time I come here, when I go back home, I have to debrief all my friends and my staff. They're like, what happened to DC? What happened to DC? And so I was thinking about what I'm going to be telling them, because all the cool things, all the cool people. But, you know, when you were up here doing the table tipping earlier.
As a child, I remember watching Fire in the Sky, and I don't think I slept for like for fucking week or freaking weeks. But when I heard your presentation, everything back to my remembrance, and I just resonated with the truth, and so we mm-hmm. wanted to come and see you. And Cameron and Melee and I came a couple times last year, and then we came and worked with Tyler on the yoga barn, and it was just an amazing time. Just this huge golden ship, and it almost powered cameras to power up, and this ship was just. You know, we see things in the sky, and
it wasn't the ISS either.
No, it was huge. It was, I've never felt that kind of energy before in my body. It got me right up out of my out of the seat, and it was just intense and amazing.
Awesome.
So I'm gonna let Leah speak.
We just have a minute left, so I want to get a take from Leah and your experience here. So I know you're on the spot. Don't worry, we have like 50 million viewers out there. But no, just kidding. I only have two or three. But anyway, I'd love to get your take on what you experienced here. And,
I've never used a mic before. Is this right? Okay. I don't know. It's just been really nice being here. It always feels like what people have been saying, like a reset. And there's just so much activity in the sky. And the golden ship, like when it light up, it just felt like your whole heart was like opening up with it. And
Awesome. All right, thank you. All right, great. Awesome. Yeah, it's amazing. So you can go tell all your friends. They're going to go, she's crazy. No. But
we got the video.
Yeah, we got the video. You know, we're hitting the end of the hour. I think we need to wrap it up. But amazing group here. All the speakers and the audience, and you guys are all amazing. And I'm hoping you're all having a great time. And, keep up the... It's going to continue to escalate, I'm sure. But unfortunately, we got to wrap it up, and we'll be out in the field. And we got Lala coming on next to do some amazing, beautiful music. She's an awesome singer. And then we'll go out in the field for the Skywatch. So anyway, I got to sign off. So this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. Have a great evening, good night, and thank you, everyone. We'll be right back.